This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Well, I am about to punch out from the Alex Jones Show today. I'm about to hand the reins over to Joel Gilbert, documentary filmmaker. Latest film, The Art of the Insult, featuring Donald Trump's campaign. They said you can't insult your way to the presidency, Donald. That comes from low-energy Jeb Bush. I guess you could say he did that. And then Joel Gilbert documented that in his newest film, Trump, The Art of the Insult, available at InfoWarsStore.com. So Joel Gilbert joins me. He's about to take over here. Joel, what is on tap for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show?
Well, two things. We're really going to get into the dossier and talk about some things that no one has brought up before. And I'm going to give you some more background. I've got an article on InfoWars today about how it all went down. Some of it's pretty funny, but there's also some truth to it. So I'm going to sort that out. And at the bottom of the hour, I've got conservative warrior David Horowitz from the David Horowitz Freedom Center. People know him from his book, Radical Son. Of course, Discover the Networks, where he puts all the leftist networks together so you can see it. And he's had a big influence on the country. So first time on InfoWars, we'll be talking to him for quite a while at the bottom of the hour.
You know, we're getting all of this exposed right now about what Obama did, the collusion with the FBI, the DOJ, how he wanted to know everything that was going on in the Hillary Clinton email investigation. I believe that's because he was involved in that. He knew that she had the server. Who knows what he knew about it, but I think he was also emailing things to that server. And so I think he's trying to protect his own hideness. But so we're kind of getting this more into the public atmosphere, if you will, about how corrupt Obama was, about how big of a fraud he was, and then also about how criminal and treasonous he was. But you did the film Dreams of My Real Father, documenting Obama's real upbringing, his real life. Do you think that the American people ever get that deep into the truth about Obama? Do you think it ever goes there?
It goes there. It takes a long time. When my first film first came out, Dreams of My Real Father, 2012, people would say, well, this can't be true because CNN would have covered it, or Fox certainly would have covered it, that he's not who he says he is. The film walked you through the fact that his real father was not the Kenyan Obama, the man he based his entire political career on, but his father was a Soviet agent and pro-Russia communist propagandist named Frank Marshall Davis that raised him and radicalized him in Hawaii. So as the years go by, since then it's been about 5 years, people are much more knowledgeable how the media has been covering for Obama and how corrupt he really is. And finally, we're getting a lot of the real proof that Obama is a radical. He's a was someone who was in the little known world of American Marxism from his childhood and all the way back to Chicago, where his real father, Frank Marshall Davis, was one of the original black Bolsheviks, the blacks who were recruited by white communists to try to get black people to come into the movement. So people are learning more and more. I think the public gets it now. And that's why there's a real chance to really expose Obama and the entire network of Chicago Marxist radicals for what they really are.
Yeah, keep that image up for a second, guys. I mean, if that's not Barack Obama's real daddy, I mean, come on.
Yeah, the Kenyan Obama was a sham marriage. You know, forget about the biology. If you don't care about the biology, Obama admittedly was raised by Frank Marshall Davis. He spent every day with him. Frank Marshall Davis taught him to hate, taught him things like, you know, America is evil, it's racist, you're a black man, you can never become a lawyer, you can never go to Harvard, you can never be president because you're black. You know that guy Joseph Stalin? Oh yeah, that's the great, you could be like him. So this is the nonsense that he was taught, and
this is the nonsense they continue to raise their kids on. Just listen to Nancy Pelosi's speech yesterday, talking about how, oh, she's ashamed to be white. Oh, her grandson wishes that she had brown skin. I mean, it's all the same. And I'll just say, it's crazy. If you really go down the rabbit hole, I won't say it now, but so many of these families are fake, folks. I mean, so many of these families are fake, you wouldn't even believe it. Joel Gilbert takes over the Alex Jones Show.
Top Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to InfoWars, the Alex Jones Show. I'm Joel Gilbert, coming to you again from Los Angeles, right from the left coast. You know me from my recent films, including the latest and greatest, Gotta Go to the InfoWars Store, Trump, The Art of the Insult. Please buy it from Alex Jones. You won't stop laughing, and you'll get to know Trump like you never knew him before. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to have conservative warrior David Horowitz from the David Horowitz Freedom Center, editor of Front Page Magazine, very well known for his famous book, Radical Son, where he talks about coming over from a Marxist communist family to become one of the great conservative leaders. Talk about his website, Discover the Networks, and so many more things. So we're looking forward to seeing David Horowitz for the first time on InfoWars. Now, I want to spend some time getting a little deeper into what I call the vast left-wing conspiracy, courtesy of Hillary Clinton from her misdirection many years ago. There never was a vast right-wing conspiracy, but today we have the vast left-wing conspiracy. Free and fair elections are the basis of democracy, the very basis. With no free elections, we are not free. We know very well that Barack Obama and the Democrats interfered in the 2012 elections by suppressing the conservatives from organizing. No grassroots movement for the conservatives while the left organized. Now we're finding out more and more every day how bad it was that Obama's Justice Department and FBI interfered in the 2016 election. Trump probably would have won by a much higher margin had they not been interfering. So first, I think I want to do is talk about the Never Trumpers. The Never Trumpers. Now, do you get it? Do you get it? The Never Trumpers said, we can't support Trump because he's not a perfect conservative. He's going to ruin the conservative movement. This was their line. Some of them are still there today. And you have even the Bush family voted for Hillary. Remember John Kasich? The convention was in his home state. He wouldn't go there. He said he wouldn't vote for Trump. Ted Cruz didn't get it at first, didn't get it. He didn't endorse Trump. But then he came around. I wrote an article also on Front Page Magazine called Cruz's Courageous Right Move, where he did the right thing. He realized and he knew all along how much was at stake. So it's clear now, you can see these Never Trumpers and anybody else, that if Hillary Clinton had won, there would be no more democracy, no more free elections. And the United States, as we know, will be finished. Hillary would serve two terms, and she would further embed and bias the DOJ and FBI, IRS, every other government agency. So in 8 years, you'd have another radical leftist, or maybe Chelsea for all we know. American business would be taxed out of business. Illegals would pour into the country, and the economy would crash. Anybody who had any savings, your savings would disappear into a bankrupt socialist state. So I think hopefully now Americans are understanding that these people are ruthless radicals. The Democrat Party has become a radical socialist party. Now, I wrote in my article today on InfoWars about the $12 million dossier, how it went down. And I looked at it from the monetary point of view that the DNC is $6 million in debt. Now, they paid $12 million through laundering it through their law firm, Perkins Coie. By the way, that's the same law firm that handled Obama's birth certificate. And they laundered the money to Chris Steele and Russian intelligence retired spies, according to what I believe, to write this dossier, leaving themselves $6 million in debt. I wrote in my article they probably didn't even care that they were $6 million in debt. They would recover that money from Russians or foreign donations later on, because I wrote an article with Jack Cashel in the American Thinker the week before that it was very clear from the language. We studied the language, the punctuation problems, the usage of English words that didn't make any sense, that this was not written by somebody whose first language was English. It was written by a Russian. So this is what the Russians essentially shook down the DNC for $12 million. On the one hand, it's kind of comical. On the other hand, it's very serious. Now, the best quote in that article was from former KGB spy Konstantin Preobrajensky. He's a defector who lives in the United States, and he looked at the dossier, and here's what he told me. Very insightful. He said, there is no information in the dossier whatsoever. It's just foolish speculation. There are no references. It is not an intelligence document of any kind. I was laughing when I was reading it. Now, here's someone who was in KGB for years. So if he can look at it and realize how ridiculous it is, and I can look at it and see it was not written by anyone who speaks English for a first language, obviously the FBI could look at it or the DOJ and see that it was a total joke. But how did we get here? That's what I want to talk about. How deep does this go? I want to bring up some things you may not know about. Peter Strzok, of course, the guy who writes the texts and headed up the Hillary email investigation and started the Trump-Russia investigation. I want to tell you something, that the father of his sister-in-law, this is someone he knows, was pardoned by Obama right before he left office for leaking. Now, what did he leak? This is Peter Strzok's, the father of Peter Strzok's sister-in-law, was named General James Cartwright, former vice chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff, and he got charged and convicted of lying about speaking to the New York Times about the U.S. and Israeli efforts to cripple the Iranian nuclear program, the Stuxnet virus. So I thought, well, how could it be that Peter Strzok knows this guy who tried to destroy the program, to destroy Iranian nuclear program? Could he have leaked it through a relative? Well, we know that James Comey doesn't like to leak directly to the press. So could it be that Peter Strzok was leaking on behalf of Obama several years ago? You have to ask, why would Obama pardon a guy who had leaked, who knew Peter Strzok? So how deep does this go? Now, don't forget, we said Obama weaponized the IRS in 2012. Of course, my bank account, if you remember, was given to a leftist reporter out of San Francisco because I made the movie Dreams to My Real Father, where I said Obama was a complete fraud, and somehow they got a hold of private information. You have to wonder, did the FBI have something on John Roberts, just Chief Justice, to get him to vote for Obamacare? These are now legitimate questions. This is not any speculation anymore. Now, have you ever seen Carter Page on TV? Ever see him try to answer questions? I saw him on Laura Ingraham. This guy can't answer a question straight. His body language is very weird. We researched him and found out he was a Democrat. And if you just look at him, there's just something wrong there. And when he starts to talk, there's something wrong. So we have to ask the question, was he a plant working for the FBI? Just like we know that the Russian lawyer, Natalia Veselinskaya, was meeting with Fusion GPS and got a visa to the entry of the United States from Loretta Lynch. That was a setup. So how deep does this go? If we can't have free elections, we're not free. Now, why did the Democrat Party become so radicalized? How did it become this way? Well, after the break, I'm going to get into that in detail. But just remember this, that starting in the 50s, the Russians understood they could not defeat the United States militarily because of our nuclear capability. They also understood there would be no workers' revolution. So they sought out to use politics. They saw the weakness of the United States was its political system and its open society, like George Soros has the open society, foundation. The open society was the way to destroy the United States. They could slowly over time take over the Democrat Party and turn it into a radical party. It eventually worked. And that's where we are today, such that the entire apparatus of the government is now supporting radical leftists to maintain power. The goal of this is to eventually allow Russia to exercise its power and use its will around the world and not be constrained by the power of the United States. After the break, we're going to look very closely at the people in power and the connections and the networks before we talk to David Horowitz at the end of the half hour. Be right back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and are always put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am your host, Joel Gilbert, coming to you right from the left coast. We're talking about how we got to this situation. What is going on? How deep is this that we have so many government agencies working against the American people? Let's take a look at today's leading Democrats, the ones that people vote for and voted for recently. Of course, we have Barack Obama, who I have identified as a red diaper baby, the child of a Soviet agent. This is the man that raised him, Frank Marshall Davis, whispering in his ear things like, you know, America really sucks. There's a perfect world. Russia, Stalin, the Soviet Union. That's the ticket, Barry. Everyone's really happy. Hey, Barry, have a little more marijuana. Stalin is great. There's no gulags. There's no starvation. You could be that guy one day. This is Obama being raised by a radical. Then we have Hillary Clinton, an ally of Saul Alinsky, the Chicago radical, who taught the rules for radicals. She wrote her thesis on Saul Alinsky. Saul Alinsky liked her so much, he wanted to hire her. And she wrote him a letter. We have a copy of the letter. She says, Saul, I love you, but I don't want to come to Chicago to work for you. I want to work within the system. I want to try to take over the system from within. Then we have Obama's advisor, who today, of course, we see him on CNN every day, David Axelrod, both of his parents, members of Communist Party USA. Another big advisor who influenced so many people and influenced appointments in the government was, of course, Valerie Jarrett. Her father, mother, father-in-law were communists. Vernon Jarrett worked with Obama's father, Frank Marshall Davis, on the Chicago Star, the communist newspaper. Then there's Eric Holder, was attorney general. He said he was Obama's wingman. We know that he was in the Black Panthers at Columbia University. He was part of an armed takeover of an empty building there. Eric Holder, attorney general. Of course, there's Bernie Sanders, straight up communist, socialist, believes in a political revolution. Another big player in the Democrat Party, Keith Ellison, number two Democrat, worked with the Nation of Islam for years. Jonathan Jay was director of Homeland Security, his grandfather, Communist Party. Of course, CIA director John Brennan. Admitted that he voted communist in 1976. He admitted he voted for the Communist Party. So what were Brennan and Holder doing for all those years? They turned the CIA and FBI and DOJ far to the left. In the DOJ, for example, Department of Justice, they only hired lawyers from five organizations. The ACLU, La Raza, the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights, the NAACP, and the Mexican-American Defense League. If you wanted to work for Department of Justice, you had to come from one of those organizations. The Department of Justice became a radical social justice organization instead of a organization to enforce the law. Comey and Podesta, same thing. They filled all the positions with radical leftists. It's the same thing like the universities. All the universities are filled with jobs with liberals and leftists, and they took this model and took it into the federal government. That's how we got here. So it almost didn't matter to them if Trump won, because they're so deeply embedded in the government that they can carry on their own agenda. And next up on their agenda, of course, every day they're pushing for illegals, open borders, don't build a wall, legalize illegals. Let's take a look at a video that's based on the weight of the poor, the Fox-Piven theory that if you overburden the system with people and obligations and money, you can collapse the government and then rebuild it as a socialist society. Let's look at my video of the illegals and the weight of the poor. You see, the communists are helping people over the border, and they want to give them health care. They want to sign them up for free housing, disability, on and on. Because the American voters will no longer support a party that doesn't make them the priority. And that's their theory, is to collapse the system. This is a video from my film, There's No Place Like Utopia. So that's the play right now. The middle America average voter, even their traditional base of African Americans, Hispanics, they're starting to get it, that the Democrat Party hasn't done anything for them. In my film, There's No Place Like Utopia, I went to Southside Chicago, talked to a lot of black people. They just said, we got poorer under Obama. Things got worse. We don't want illegals coming into our community and driving down wages. We don't want marijuana and drugs legalized. We want more police, on and on. So the radical agenda that was propped up by white communists in Chicago who recruited Obama. Obama had no support amongst black people in Chicago. It was only the white liberals and the former radicals out of the Weather Underground. They knew Obama. They didn't support him. It was only when he came on a national stage that he promoted his phony background. We're going to get into it with David Horowitz about how his new pamphlet that came out about how the radical left uses the black community to push their agenda. David Horowitz will be up in a few minutes. Let me first do a little promotion to help out the show. We're going to go to a break and come back with David Horowitz. We want to remind you to get chocolate or strawberry caveman true paleo formula. It's 50% off in the InfoWars store for a limited time. And this is their final batch of the caveman formula. We're having a hard time sourcing the concentrated chicken broth, and they say he's going to have to change the formula. So this may be your last chance. It's 50% off, and it won't last long. The caveman fuses powerful ancient nutrition with cutting-edge neuroceutical science to create a high-quality supplement that uses bone broth and more than 7 primal superfoods to give you power and strength you never felt before. And you need it when you have to deal with these leftists on CNN every day. We need the power. The ultimate in true paleo nutrition with bone broth, turmeric root, kaga mushroom, bee pollen, and other ancient super nutrients. Go to the InfoWars store and get your caveman true paleo while it's still 50% off. Don't forget also, while you're there, we need your support. You'll really enjoy Trump, the Art of the Insult. This film teaches you, helps you understand who Trump is and how he took on and defeated Hillary Clinton and the Republican establishment. We need your help on InfoWars to buy it here, because you do support the cause, you support the network, and you will laugh nonstop for 95 minutes. And if you don't love it, then you don't love America, because Donald Trump shows the political class how it's done for the first time. And you can understand why he's president and why he can succeed as president by continuing to brand his opponents like Chuck Schumer and Rocket Man and all the others. So please go get Trump, the Art of the Insult. I'll be up with David Horowitz. We will be taking calls in the final segment. It's going to be 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. I'll be back with David Horowitz shortly.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Joel Gilbert with you, coming right from the left coast here in California for the last hour today. Joining me shortly, we're going to bring him up, is the great conservative warrior, none other than David Horowitz. David is an American conservative writer. He's the founder and president of the think tank David Horowitz Freedom Center, an editor of the publication you've all seen, Front Page Magazine. People know him for his book, Radical Son. He tells the story of growing up in a communist family and going from a conservative, rather a Marxist intellectual, to a conservative warrior. He was also in my film, There's No Place Like Utopia. David has a new pamphlet out, which he's going to talk about, how progressives use race as a weapon against our country. And the subtitle, civilizations die when they cease to believe in themselves. So without further ado, can we bring up David Horowitz and talk about his new piece? Okay. Well, we're going to get into it shortly. David, by the way, has 5 or 6 organizations. If you haven't seen Discover the Networks, it's an entire website that puts together all the leftists, George Soros, how everyone is connected, all these organizations, and how they seek to influence and disrupt American democracy. And using race as a weapon is a phenomenon of the last 20 years where they've been able to organize and convince people and get, again, what they used to call black Bolsheviks back in Chicago in the 20s and 30s. The white communists would use black leaders to try to convince African-Americans, black people, to join the socialist Marxist movement. Now, the black people in Chicago were no fools. They were church-going, hard-working people with strong families. They didn't want any part of Marxism and socialism because it was all about hatred of classes, war between classes, and conflict. So they weren't very successful, but they tried. Barack Obama did the same thing as his real father, Frank Marshall Davis. The white communists out of the Weather Underground in Chicago recruited him to try to convince black people to join socialism and Marxism. They were no fools either at that time. They didn't want any part of this atheist nonsense that said that they need to go to war against people of different classes. Barack Obama tried very hard, and he did end up only many years later inspiring people with this inspiring tale of a goat herder. My father's a goat herder from Kenya. I'm going to bring us all together. Had he told the reality, which was my father was a Soviet agent and pro-Russian propagandist who worked for the Soviet Union during the Cold War and tried to destroy American democracy and defeat America in the Cold War, please vote for me, it never would have worked. So we had this false narrative, and that only worked because the media promoted his false story. That was a disruption of the 2008 election. We're supposed to have two competing parties be able to come together and tell us what their views are. Obama's entire personal background was a fairy tale, and his agenda was a lie, as we all know. He said, I'm going to cut the deficit in half. Marriage between a man and a woman and God. Everything. Support the Constitution. Everything Obama said was an intentional lie, and he is the embodiment of stealth socialism. How socialism and communism went from an open revolution in the 60s, we're going to destroy the government, we're going to take over, to a self-socialism where they told their radicals in Chicago, keep your Marxism to yourself. Don't tell anybody about your socialism until you get elected. Throw them under the bus, and then we'll force an agenda that nobody voted for. And that's the story of where we are today and how they got so many of these leftist radicals deep, deep into the Justice Department, FBI, and so many other agencies such that we really cannot rely on free elections anymore. And again, if we don't have free elections, we are not free. Any luck for David Horowitz yet? All right. David, welcome to the Alex Jones Show. Great to have you.
Thanks, Joe. I'm all dressed up.
Okay, now. All right. Well, look, we've talked about your new pamphlet. Let's start out by what is the importance of the American founders' view of its citizens as individuals?
Well, it's the antithesis of collectivism, which is the ideology of the left and the Democratic Party. It means that you judge people on their merits, not by their origins or their skin color, their race or their ethnicity. The Democratic Party progressives are racist. And they're racist in the service of destroying this country. I mean, their agenda is to destroy America. And you know that because they talk about America as a white supremacist society. It's the most tolerant, inclusive, non-supremacist society on God's green earth. They consider slavery a stain, an indelible stain on America. And what they mean to do with this is to stop the will of Americans to defend themselves. civilizations die when they cease to believe in themselves. If you think of America as a racist country in its origins and throughout its history, you're not really going to want to defend it, are you? But, I mean, that's exactly what Barack Obama and racists like Ta-Nehisi Coates are saying all the time. You see it everywhere. The reality is that slavery existed in Africa for 1,000 years before white people ever set foot there. White Americans did not go over to Africa and throw nets over Kunta Kinte and kidnap them and enslave them. They bought them at slave auctions. And, of course, it was the English who bought them at slave auctions before we became the United States. And, you know, shipped them over here. It's Thomas Jefferson putting into the our founding document that all men are created equal and have the right, the unalienable right to liberty, that is the source of the freedom of the slave. The truth is, the historical truth is that black people enslaved black people, and white Americans liberated them at the cost of 350,000 Union lives. You know, their lies against America are so deep and so unhistorical. Why didn't we abolish slavery in 1776? Well, we were up against the greatest empire in the world, and the southern states were committed to slavery. The northern free states, if they had insisted in the Constitution, in an Emancipation Proclamation, the South would have allied with England and crushed the North, and it'd still be slavery on this continent today.
I see. David, so why do you think that Obama's election did not herald a beacon of equality and freedom? Now we have a black president instead of Obama proclaiming America to be racist in nature and practice.
Because Obama is a racist and a communist and has been all his life. That's the reason. It's not Obama either. It's this whole movement. I mean, the most celebrated author in America today is Ta-Nehisi Coates. He won the National Book Award in 2016. He's a virulent anti-American racist who claims, I mean, aside from claiming that slavery and racism is so in America's DNA that we'll never be free of it, which he has written in so many words, he says there's no black-on-black crime because white people are responsible for all black crime. How lunatic is that? He's an editor of the Atlantic Monthly. You got him a MacArthur Fellowship for $600,000 or whatever it is, a genius fellowship. You know, the sun shines out of his bottom all over the liberal media, which of course...
Okay, David, I'm going to give out the phone number. We'll be right back with David Horowitz. It's 1-877-2539, 1-877-789-2539.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
David Horowitz on the line, coming to us also from California. David, you were an astute observer of the 2016 campaign. I'd like you to talk about, we're going to show a short video of how Trump dealt with Hillary and the issue of progressives and race. Let's play that video.
We have a divided nation because people like her, and believe me, she has tremendous hate in her heart.
America must reject the bigotry of Hillary Clinton, who sees communities of color only as votes, not as human beings worthy of a better future.
Okay, David, so what did Trump tap into that other Republicans wouldn't even touch?
Yeah, Trump is the only Republican who comes close to the truth about these things, who has the balls to say it. It's a big problem. You know, the Democratic Party is a racist party and it's an anti-American party. That's what liberals are these days. Trump wants to have a military parade to celebrate the men and women who risk their lives to defend us, and they call him a fascist. It's so transparent these days of what these people are. If it were, if there were 1.8 million white people here illegally, you think that Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi would be out there shutting down the government to try to get them in? It's ridiculous. These are racists. They are self-hating white people and out of control people of color who nobody wants to criticize when they say racist things. How is it that Ta-Nehisi Coates can win a National Book Award and be so celebrated when he's a raving racist? His book, the central story in his book is that a black friend of his was killed by a police officer. The problem
vehicle. So how does Coast explain it? The black policeman was thinking white. How racist is that? I mean, it's hard to get more racist than that. If a black person does a bad thing, it's because they're thinking white. And yet
well, David,
guy,
how could it, yeah, how could these people, David, can you hear me? I'm saying, how did we come to the point where the Democrat leaders, not just radicals on the street, but the leaders are openly defaming America as a white supremacist society? How did they revise the historical record?
Because their party is captured by the left. Look, I mean, we have a combination here. There are crooks and communists, right? And the crooks have so fixed the elections. I mean, I'm talking about Hillary and Donna Brazile and Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Comey and Brennan and all of them, that whole pack, that Bernie Sanders was deprived, you know, of being the candidate. Who's Bernie Sanders? A lifelong communist, supporter of Castro, supporter of Stalin, supporter of Brezhnev. I mean, you just go on and on. That's who Bernie Sanders is. He hasn't got a live brain cell in his head. All he does is mail these communist prescriptions. That's who the Democratic Party is. Do I think that, one of his better days? I mean, I have nothing but contempt for Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. Well, Nancy Pelosi is a communist, but Schumer, you know, he's a politician. But he didn't dare. He doesn't dare say boo to these people. How could they let Keith Ellison, a Muslim Brotherhood racist, black Muslim racist as well, 11 years serving Louis Farrakhan, a Jew hater, how could he be the deputy leader of the Democratic Party? It's because the Democratic Party is gone now. People have to recognize that and start fighting.
All right. Well, David, let's go. I want to go to Steve in Florida. He has a question for you about what can we do in the future. What's the diagnosis? Let's go to Steve.
Hi, guys.
Go ahead, Steve. Question for David.
Yeah. It's great to listen to you guys because you've got some really intelligent conversation going on here. You know, we're a state. I feel like this country has been like a balloon that's being blown up over the years, over several years. And finally, when Donald Trump was elected, that bubble was popped. And now all the dirt and the filth that was being injected into that balloon is now being released. And, you know, you see the level of evil that is in this country right now. It's all being exposed. And it looks like these globalists, these Luciferians really are going to fight back as hard as they can, because they realize that if they don't, they're done.
Okay, Steve, thanks for the call. David, go ahead and comment on where do you see the fight going from here, given the fact that the Democrat Party is so radicalized?
People have to start calling things by their right names. The Democratic Party controls every inner city of size in America, every killing field, Chicago, Detroit, St. Louis, Baltimore. All 100% controlled by the Democratic Party and have been for 50, 200 years. Every atrocity, every oppression in the inner city, these poor kids who go to schools that don't teach them because they're run for and by the adults, and they're all Democrats and they don't give a damn about black kids. The catch and release programs, which lets homicidal criminals back on the streets to kill and kill again. This has to be, the Democratic Party is a racist party. And Republicans, I don't know any Republican who says that. And when Trump in his inaugural pointed out the carnage, which is so obvious in the inner city, the Democrats rallied around the carnage and said he's running down the inner city. I mean, there's got to be more people on our side who are willing to call things exactly the way they are. That to me is the beginning.
Yep.
When I see Republicans calling Nancy Pelosi racist, I'll be happy. Then I'll know we're going to win.
I see. Okay, good. Another question from Florida. Let's go to Romeo. Question for David Horowitz, please.
My question is about what do you think, we know how evil the Democratic, party is, how, they assassinate and murder, no problem, and Arkansas, and, the whole spiel. What is going to be the next step for these Democrats? I mean, obviously, everyone thinks, they're going to attempt, something on the president's side, some type of attack or assassination. Obviously, like JFK, when things are going too good to be true, they always go for that. But, that's going to be so obvious. So what is the next shoe to drop for them? What else can they do? Who are they going to be putting on the platform? Are they going to run an independent that's a secret, deep?
All right. Okay, Romeo. Okay, thanks for the call. We don't have too much more time. David, what do you think of, is Trump in danger? How desperate will the Democrats become if Trump's economic program and his other policies are successful? What will they do next?
Well, if they win the midterm elections, they'll try to impeach him. That's what they're going to do. What's important is for people to get out and get organized and fight. If you have money, contribute it. If you've got a voice, raise it. This battle is everywhere. It's in our school. Our schools are completely now indoctrination centers for the anti-American racist left. That's what they are.
And David, go ahead and tell us about the David Horowitz Freedom Center, what your organization does and your different websites like Discover the Network so people can hit your websites.
Sure. Well, our main website, and you can get to the other one through it, is frontpagemag.com or frontpagemagazine.com. And we're about the war at home and abroad. We've been doing this for 30 years. Finally, with Trump, people on the Republican side are waking up and they're seeing how dangerous the situation is. But instinctively, they still think you can compromise and so forth. You really can't. Part of the problem now is the Republican Party, that the McCains and the Lindsey Grahams, and that's a big problem. People who don't understand that it's a war.
And you've been working for many years explaining that America is under attack by forces from within who want to delegitimize America. What is Trump's biggest challenge, do you see, going forward? Unfortunately, we're going to have to say goodbye in a second. You have a quick answer, David?
Sure, he's got to survive. Everybody's got to
survive.
Be pulling Trump to survive.
Okay, great. Well, David, thank you so much. Go to frontpagemag.org .com for David Horowitz. I'm Joel Gilbert signing off from the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for being here today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago,